Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The financial markets have certainly not been boring so far in 2025, but we are nearing the midpoint of the year, so we thought it might be a good time to check in with one of our resident market prognosticators. Doug English is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors. He joins us by phone now from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Doug, welcome back.
Thank you, Mike. Always a pleasure.
All right, so let's start with that big picture. How would you describe today's markets?
I would call them tweet by tweet, right? They're hard to deal with if you're trying to predict what's going to happen next or source capital in an uneven time or even put capital to work. It's a tremendous time of uncertainty.
And so is this driving you and your clients a little crazy?
No, we have a policy. When equity markets are down more than 10%, we don't source client income from equities when that occurs. So we'll shift to some of the other asset classes to allow equities to recover. And that really helps. Like in many bear markets we've had in the past, that helps because we don't want to lock in those losses. So this time, in April when that occurred, nobody sold any equities, so that was nice. And if it happens again, we'll do the same thing to try to protect against the great unknown.
All right. And so the trend sort of has been overall downward this year. We've had some bounces, of course. But what are some signals that you're looking at to inform you that maybe the bottom has been reached?
Yeah, bottoms have some nice patterns to them, unlike tops. Tops are just kind of, you really don't know when you're hitting a market top until you look in the rearview mirror, which of course is no good. But with bottoms, they have a normal shapes to them. Either the V-shaped bottom hit the low and comes straight back up, or the more common W-shaped bottom that hits the low and comes up about 50% of the fall. So, you hit the high in the market, and then the market comes down and down and down, and say that's a 1,000-point decline. So with the W shape, you look for it to recover about 500 of those 1,000 points, and then critically go back down again and stay just about the same point it hit before. That's the second V of the W, and that's the real test, is if that holds. If it keeps on going lower, well, you're not forming the low yet. So it comes back down, hits the area of the previous low, and then 3 up days after that is when we're going to look for our buy signal to come into play.
And so are you seeing a W being formed now?
Yeah, things are starting to look good, but it's not so much on the technical side as it is on the news. You want to see this market go down, have any kind of news of inflationary data, and I think you'll see it go down fast. The tariffs, it is, like I said, tweet by tweet. You get a, tariffs are going to go up, and there's going to be broader tariffs, more disagreement on tariffs. I think you see modest amounts of downturn. As tariff deals get made, I think you see modest amounts of upside. So as of lately, it's been more upside than down, but one news item can change everything about that. There's no way we're going to be able to predict that, so you got to make sure you have a strategy that operates independent of the news.
And so is that W part of the strategy?
It is part of the strategy for helping us identify the bottoms. When we had the combination of the W that executes on a large amount of volume, and then when the percentage decline is large, that's when we send out the special message to people on our news group to say, okay, this is one of those times where you want to put cash to work, or where you want to go ahead and think about changing your risk objective if that was something you were inclined to, increasing your risk objective if that was something that was appropriate and you were inclined to do. Those big declines, 20% declines, don't come around very often. But when they do, you almost certainly want to buy them when the W forms.
Well, Doug, as always, thank you for your time and your prognostication.
Happy to prognosticate with you anytime, Mike.
All right. Doug English is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors in Charleston. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.